What is Satanism?
Satanism is the world's first carnal religion. Carnal religion. Carnal, carnal, carnal religion. Satanism is thrown at Christianity altogether. Thrown at Christianity altogether. And we see them as being irrelevant, irrelevant, irrelevant. And we see them as being irrelevant to mankind.
Satanism has grown to a point now where it's an established religion more and more. People are going through their lives as Satanists. People are going through their lives as Satanists. The population as a whole are beginning to understand that it's not some adolescent fad.
You're talking about you pulling your kids out of the public school system. What was their initial reaction?
The minute it was done, the relationships within the family got so much stronger that we wondered why we hadn't done it in the first place. Child in question would have said, now my focus is on learning and my family, not what I'm going to wear, not who I'm going to impress. And we were, in fact, people commented on it all the time that we were the most closely knit family anyone had ever seen.
What, in your opinion, would be the best way to go about recognizing pseudo-Satanism?
They should write down the following words. The Satanic Bible. When we have people who are so distorting what Satanism is about that they move it into a deification, they move it into a form of Judeo-Islamic Christianity where you are worshiping some kind of an external deity which has all power and all of this, this can really work against any person who wants to develop strength within.
Why dabble in the dark side when you can dive right in?
Hail Satan!
Hail Satan! Hail Satan!
It's Satanism Today. Here's David Harris.
That's right, people. So much for moving this show to Saturday, making it easier. I haven't done a show in a month because I moved it to Saturday. Saturday, apparently not a good day for me to do the show. So I have to work on that, either clear up my schedule or do something, I don't know. Figured I'd make it easier on myself. This is Satanism Today. I am David Harris. Not going to give out the phone number today because we do have a very, very special guest on the show. But you can join us if you're out there listening live on the, what is today, the 29th? Yes, the 29th of November, 2008. Join us in the Satanism Today chat room. Just go to our website, www.satanismtoday.net. Like to welcome a long-time friend of the show, making his first appearance on camera in the chat room, the host of Lambert's Basement, Metal Breakfast Radio, former lead singer of Bolt Thrower, and all-around swell guy, Dave Ingram, hanging out in the chat room today. And on the phone with us today, a good friend of mine, a very, very accomplished musician, warlock in the Church of Satan. I would like to welcome to the program Mr. Sonny Bellavance. Sonny, welcome to Satanism Today, my friend.
Thank you. How are you doing?
I'm doing very, very well. How about yourself? How are things up in the Great White North?
Oh, I think that's going very well. And it's almost winter.
I remember going to college not too far from where you are, the very, very northern tip of New York, and winter lasted from the middle of October until about the end of April. So, definitely very cold up there.
Yes, yes, yes. And if you were in near New York and Montreal and stuff, far from there, I'm most in the Great North, you know?
Now, where exactly are you in Canada?
I'm in a little town called Sept-Îles. It's, 600 kilometers from Montreal and Quebec. Yeah, so it's far.
So you're way up north.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow. Differences with, in certain parts of, the very northern hemisphere, there are very long 24-hour days and then 24-hour nights. Are you that far north?
No, not that far. Yeah, but a lot of snow. Yeah, 24 hours a day.
Well, Sonny, let's talk about the Devil's Guitar. And let's talk about you in general as a very accomplished classical guitar player, musician. Let's start where your love of classical guitar came from. How did you become inspired to pick up a classical guitar, especially, you know, when so many Satanists are drawn to rock guitar for, you know, the obvious stereotypical reasons. What drew you to classical guitar?
Yeah, but I have to say that I used to play in a death metal band too, so
so you know the feeling.
Yeah, but I start playing guitar at around 9 years old. I'm an autodidact guitarist. By this I mean that I had no master, if you want, or a real teacher that followed me during my learning, and I'm still learning. Yeah, but and I don't mean that I don't know my theory of guitar, but I have learned by myself, and I had a lot of tip from my father, who was also a guitar player.
So you're completely self-taught.
What?
So you're completely self-taught then?
Yeah, in a way. Yeah. I start playing with electric guitar before everything else. So the first cover I play were Metallica and Dio, and the stuff that people think, yeah, that Satanism will play. I was introduced to classical guitar by an old scholar of classical music, and he was a friend of my family. So he taped some Andrea Segovia on cassette. And when I heard that, I fall in love with that style, you know. And my favorite composer and interpret were and are still Segovia and Bream and Beck and those guys. And I learned with them while listening to them and trying to play like them. So, and I'm still doing that. And I start to write my own music at 14 for different kind of music. I've played with jazz and death metal band for several years before I stop and concentrate myself to practice and composing for the classical guitar. And that's where the guitar, Devil's Guitar, sorry, come from. For example, if you take the piece of Satan's Prelude, It's an old piece I've done in 1991 and was used as an introduction for a demo tape of the last death metal band I play with. So, but I could easily say that I have much more fun to play classical guitar than any other kind. Yeah.
Now, as someone who is who is self-schooled in several, you know, forms of guitar playing. What are the subtle nuances and differences between the, you know, let's say, you know, playing in a death metal band versus playing in a jazz band versus playing classical guitar?
Well, I would say that classical guitar is very individual alone. You know, you play with yourself and that's it. You don't really have to share something, you know. But when you play, if you play with a jazz band or a death metal band, you have to, you know, it's more like sharing the music and stuff. I share the music when I play if people is listening to it. But, you know, it's a selfish things, I guess, to play guitar, a classical guitar. Yeah.
And so now, The Devil's Guitar, released earlier this year on Blackhouse Tribute Records. Tell us about the process through which you went to, you know, put together this album. Now, you said you've been writing some of these songs since the time you were 14. So this has really been a long time coming and a very, very intensive labor of love for you, putting this album together.
Yeah, I wasn't... The song, there was a you know, a lot of sound that I've already composed. But Warlock Chris Minta, and I have a really hard time to say Warlock as sorry, Asek Azoni.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We were in the SIG, the Church of Satan Special Interest Group, and we talk, me and Warlock Minta, and he talked about start, you know, house, a production house for a musician, and I, one of my, he want music from me for the a special tribute to Anton Swando Lavi. So, yes, I was, yeah, I have a lot of stuff, so... Yeah, that's start there, and after appearing on the first album, the first really first tribute to Anton, he asked me if I would be interested for an album for, only by me. So I was yes, of course. So and was mastering after that at Red Bitch Studio, which is a studio of Warlock Minta. Yeah. And if you look at the beautiful artwork cover, it's done by the very talented Warlock Daniel Birds. Yeah, mm-hmm. It's so beautiful. I'm still looking at it and found it so beautiful. Yeah.
So now you actually mastered this album in Warlock Minta's studio in France?
No. With the you know, with the internet now we can almost most of the band and player just send the track and they master it from around the world and they don't have to move or do the trip, so that's what I've done. So I just send the track to Chris, and he got the really hard job, you know.
Mm-hmm. All right, we're gonna take a break here. We're gonna go to break with a track entitled "Demon" from Sonny Belavance's album "The Devil's Guitar," available on Black House Tribute Records. Go to blackhousetributerecords.com, you can purchase this on Amazon and CD Baby as well, right, Sonny?
Yeah.
All right, so you can go to CD Baby, you can go to amazon.com, purchase copies of The Devil's Guitar by Sonny Belavance. We're going to play this track now, and we're going to take a break. We will be back with more from Warlock Sonny Belavance, whose album The Devil's Guitar was released several months ago. Stick around, you're listening to Satanism Today.
available from Purging Talon is the debut authored book by Church of Satan Magister Matt G. Paradise, Bearing the Devil's Mark. Bearing the Devil's Mark is a bold and no-nonsense treatise on the subject of Satanism. Not from the perverse pen of bitter and jealous Christians, or even their pagan counterparts, but straight from the satanic perspective itself. Sex, love, politics, technology, the God religions, and more. All brought to you by someone with over 25 years of actively living the satanic philosophy. To order, log on to purgingtalon.com. Bearing the Devil's Mark, new from Purging Talon. Do you bear the mark?
Available now from the House of Netherworld, a stirring and brilliant tribute to the founder of the Church of Satan, Dr. Anton Zandor LaVey. The Anton LaVey bust has been sculpted in the neoclassical style of the late 19th century and reflects a refined and artistic sensibility. This will surely become the centerpiece of many an altar in the finest of lairs. Each bust is hand-cast and hand-finished in a faux bronze designer polyresin and will outlast us all. This profound piece of artwork can be yours for $135 plus shipping and will include a special blend granular incense entitled Maestro, courtesy of femaleaddictions.com. The Anton LaVey bust is also available in a special Iron Age finish, which is available to Church of Satan members only. Production on this product was limited to 200 pieces, so order yours today. www.antonlaveybust.com. www.antonlaveybust.com.
You know, dogs are different than cats, and hey, what if Jack Nicholson were...
Hey, what if We Are the World was sung by the cast of Friends? I think it might go something like this.
Hi, everyone, I'm Jay Leno. Anyone remember when I was funny? Eat Doritos.
Ladies and gentlemen, Dane Cook.
Are you fed up with comedy that's made for the masses? Sick of stand-up comedian hacks with the same old routines that you've heard 1,000 times before? Equally tired of shock jocks who equate loudness with laughter? Hello, my name is Reverend Bill M., creator and host of The Devil's Mischief, a show where every week I present a new hour of comedy and novelty of devilish proportions. So tune in to The Devil's Mischief. Visit devilsmischief.com or radiofreesatan.com to download the latest podcast. The Devil's Mischief. Carnal comedy clips and netherworld novelty numbers simply not made for the masses.
Hate Speech Radio on cringehumorradio.com. Enthusiastically endorsed by members of the Opie and Anthony Show.
And what's the name of your show again?
She's on Hate Radio. Her name is Hate fucking whatever. Hate Speech. Thanks.
What was it again? Hate Speech Radio? Mm-hmm. You give them a plug for the kick party?
Cringe Humor, right?
Cringehumor.net? Cringehumor Radio, what?
Oh, well, that's no title for a radio show, I hope.
And what's the name of your show again?
It's Hate Speech Radio.
Hate Speech Radio, how do we get there?
On cringehumorradio.com.
All right, very good. Hate Speech Radio, right?
Hate Speech Radio on cringehumorradio.com. Enthusiastically endorsed by members of the Opie and Anthony Show.
That's right. Let's see how long it takes XM to sue us for this one.
And what's the name of your show again?
Sunday nights at 8 p.m. on cringehumorradio.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Vincent Price.
I love They are so delicate, so light, so close to being nothing, but so emphatically something. They are subtle and tend to be wasted on
beer.
I'm Dave Ingram.
And me, Donovan Spensley.
And you can join us at
DarkSentinel.dk
for a multitude of metal bands.
What fun?
Crap, cream, everything in between.
And more alcohol than you can shake an empty beer crate at.
Nothing makes a more exotic party.
The same diluted metal claptrap as abused by Vincent Price.
Well, almost.
Pork.
You'll be sparkling with larceny at
www.darksentinel.dk.
sit back and enjoy the compliment.
Piss off!
It's cynical.
I'm a little more than that.
Sophisticated.
Vanity is definitely my favorite sin.
And satanic.
Let me give you a little inside information about God.
It's Satanism Today, and here's your host, David Harris.
That's right, it is Satanism Today. I am David Harris. Join us if you're out there listening live in the Satanism Today chat room. Just go to the website, satanismtoday.net. And if you're out there listening in podcast land, of course, you can download podcasts to the show either through iTunes. You can search us out through iTunes or go right to the podcast site, which is satanismtoday.podomatic.com. Joined this week by Church of Satan warlock Sonny Bellavance talking about his experiences playing classical guitar and his experiences putting out the album The Devil's Guitar. Now, Sonny, you stated earlier that you've been composing music for since you were 14 years old. How old exactly are you, so we can get an idea of how long this has actually been?
Can you repeat, David?
Sure. You said you've been composing music since the time you were 14. So how long actually has that been?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm 34 years old since last week. So
20 years.
20 years ago. Yeah.
And so now, you know, The Devil's Guitar, of course, is compiled of pieces that have been put together, you know, that you've composed, you know, over the last 20 years. How did you go about picking out which pieces to put on the album?
Oh, that's it's a hard choice to do because I have a lot and more than a lot of song and composition. So it's really hard. So I have to go back into some paper, song that I forget, and piece I would not remember have done. So yeah, it's hard to do. But all I pick up is what gonna, you know, touch me the most in the moment. And sometimes I will took back a piece and change a little bit the things. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, obviously, when it comes to songwriting, that being, you know, simple, you know, verse set to music, it's not as difficult to convey what one is feeling at that particular moment, because obviously, in addition to the music, you have the lyrics behind it. But obviously, you know, your music being completely instrumental, it's more of a challenge for you to specifically convey what, you know, what message you're trying to get across in your music. How well do you think it translates?
Yeah, I'm not sure of what the question is. Sorry.
Basically, what I'm asking is, how do you go about crafting a piece of music to get, you know, what it is you're trying to get across in that piece of music? You know, so like I said, when a songwriter writes a song, it's not as difficult for them to convey meaning, because in addition to music, which is, you know, sort of an abstract concept, he has words to work with, whereas your music is completely instrumental. So, you know, the conveyance of meaning and emotion is, you know, a much more daunting task, one that you perform beautifully. Wondering what, you know, how is it that you go about that when you compose a piece of music?
Yeah, first, I try to put myself into the mood, you know. Yeah, it's different from, you know, follow some lyrics or a simple melody. Yeah, that's true. But I'm trying to put myself into a special mood, which I would say it's almost like a ritual. You know, I try to have everything set for, you know, to have a good vibe around. And when it works, I know it. But if it doesn't, you know, it's just the feeling when I'm playing. So what I try is to, I always relate myself to Johann Sebastian Bach. You know, I try to touch the little things. You know, it's gonna. I like to play with your emotion if you want. So yeah, sometimes it's dark. Sometimes it's only full of joy.
And of course, we should touch on the Satanism aspect of your music. A lot of your music, of course, is inspired by, you know, the writings and the teachings of Anton LaVey. How did you, this standard question we talk to a lot of people about on this show, how did you come to discover that you were a Satanist?
Oh, yeah. It's a little bit long story, but yes, I will. I have discovered Satanism in this way. When I was young, I was fascinated by books of all kind, you know, and I was every day at the local library, and most of the book I was reading was book about the occult and everything that relate to the unknown. I would really love that stuff, and I read a lot of book about witchcraft and demonology, etc. And you know that the kind of books that tell you to some horrible things to do with animals and you know that kind of shit.
Right.
But one day I found a book titled. It was titled "Into the Unknown," I think. And inside there was a picture of Magus Anton LaVey doing a ritual, and I was like, "Wow, who the hell is that man? I needed to know." And it was for me like an obsession. But where could I find that what I was looking for, you know? I live in a little town far from everything and far from the world, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And there was no internet everywhere like today. So, you know, I was 14 years old, so which means 20 years ago. Anyway, to make it short, I read another book that the Church of Satan was in San Francisco.
Mm-hmm.
One day I found an old phone book of San Francisco, and you know what? Bingo! It was there. The first Church of Satan, you know, the number of the Church of Satan in the phone book.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, oh yes, what a discovering, you know, me who only speak in French, and I call. I didn't understand a word, so I called back with one of my friends who is English, who is speaking English. So he gave me the address. I wrote. I receive a letter telling me the basis of the what is Satanism.
Mm-hmm.
I found it was a very bright and smart philosophy. So I ordered the Satanic Bible and learned English. Yeah, by translating the book, you know. And the Satanic Bible. Teach me how to speak English and write English. Yeah.
So Satanism actually helped you to learn English as well find out about the mode of living that you'd been living. That's fantastic.
Yeah. And I don't want to sound cliché here, but the book was a reflection of myself. So I became a member of the church at the age of 18. So, and I'm proud today to be holding the title of warlock since April 2008. Yes.
Absolutely. Now, of course, Satanism has had a profound influence. I can only assume on the music that you've written. tell us a little bit about that influence and about how you. Satanism has, worked to craft your music.
Yeah. While learning that Anton LaVey was a musician, I ordered one of the CD, it was not a CD at the time, but I had a LP. Is right. that the way you say it? Long play?
LP record, yep. Mm.
Yeah, and the influence was, you know, it is not the music you expect to hear from a Satanist. Right. So that's where I think that, you know, the influence came from, that do what is your way, and if it sound, and if it touch you, and you got these emotion with what you're doing, I think it's Satanic. You know?
Absolutely, my friend. Absolutely. All right, we're going to take another break here. We're going to play another track off of The Devil's Guitar by Warlock Sonny Belavance. This is a track entitled Invocation to Pan. We're going to take a break, and we will be coming back with Warlock Sonny Belavance. Stick around. You're listening to Satanism Today.
Available from Purging Talon is the debut authored book by Church of Satan Magister Matt G. Paradise, Bearing the Devil's Mark. Bearing the Devil's Mark is a bold and no-nonsense treatise on the subject of Satanism. Not from the perverse pen of bitter and jealous Christians or even their pagan counterparts, but straight from the satanic perspective itself. Sex, love, politics, technology, the God religions, and more, all brought to you by someone with over 25 years of actively living the satanic philosophy. To order, log on to purgingtalon.com. Bearing the Devil's Mark, new from Purging Talon. Do you bear the mark?
Available now from the House of Netherworld. A stirring and brilliant tribute to the founder of the Church of Satan, Dr. Anton Zandor LaVey. The Anton LaVey bust has been sculpted in the neoclassical style of the late 19th century and reflects a refined and artistic sensibility. This will surely become the centerpiece of many an altar in the finest of lairs. Each bust is hand-cast and hand-finished in a faux bronze designer polyresin and will outlast us all. This profound piece of artwork can be yours for $135 plus shipping and will include a special blend granular incense entitled Maestro, courtesy of femaleaddictions.com. The Anton LaVey bust is also available in a special Iron Age finish, which is available to Church of Satan members only. Production on this product was limited to 200 pieces, so order yours today. www.antonlaveybust.com. www.antonlaveybust.com.
You know, dogs are different than cats. And hey, what if Jack Nicholson were...
Hey, what if We Are the World was sung by the cast of Friends? I think it might go something like this.
Hi, everyone. I'm Jay Leno. Anyone remember when I was funny? Eat Doritos.
Ladies and gentlemen, Dane Cook.
Are you fed up with comedy that's made for the masses? Sick of stand-up comedian hacks with the same old routines that you've heard 1,000 times before? Equally tired of shock jocks who equate loudness with laughter? Hello, my name is Reverend Bill M., creator and host of The Devil's Mischief, a show where every week I present a new hour of comedy and novelty of devilish proportions. So tune in to The Devil's Mischief. Visit devilsmischief.com or radiofreesatan.com to download the latest podcast. The Devil's Mischief. Carnal comedy clips and netherworld novelty numbers simply not made for the masses.
Damen und Herren, the comedy stylings of Heather Height. Hate Speech Radio, every Sunday evening at 8 p.m. Eastern, and CringeHumorRadio.com. Achtung!
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Vincent Price.
I love They are so delicate, so light, so close to being nothing, but so emphatically something. They are subtle and tend to be wasted on
beer.
I'm Dave Ingram.
And me, Donovan Spensley.
And you can join us at
darksentinel.dk
for a multitude of metal bands.
What fun?
Crap, cream, everything in between.
And more alcohol than you can shake an empty beer crate at.
Nothing makes a more exotic party.
The same diluted metal claptrap as abused by Vincent Price.
Well, almost.
Pork.
You'll be sparkling with larceny at...
www.darksentinel.dk.
Sit back and enjoy the compliment.
Piss off!
Warning, the contents of this show actually make sense.
We've all been raised on television to believe that one day we'd all be millionaires and movie gods and rock stars. But we won't. I'm very, very pissed off.
It's Satanism Today. Here's your host, David Harris.
All right, before we get back to the show, I have to ask one question to Mr. Dave Ingram, since he's in the chat room today. Been playing that promo. How exactly does one sparkle with larceny? Just curious. Not quite sure how that works. It's Satanism Today. I am David Harris, joined this week on the show by Warlock Sonny Bellavance. whose album The Devil's Guitar is available for purchase from blackhousetriburecords.com, amazon.com, cdbaby.com. The write-up on CD Baby is great. Gives a great summary of about Sonny and his love for classical guitar. Talks about how he bought his first guitar at the age of 9, and he studied composers such as Segovia and Bach and Sands and Madara. And talks about how we pretty much a lot of the stuff that we've talked about on this program, how he started composing at the age of 14, and this album is the culmination, 20-year culmination of that work. Which leads to the next question, Sonny. What's on the horizon for you?
What's on what?
What's sorry. Now that The Devil's Guitar is out and it's going to be a rousing success, what's next for Sonny Belevance in terms of the music he's creating?
Yeah. I'm doing other things that I'm working on a symphony, you know, it's a symphony project. I don't remember the things, the address on MySpace, but anyway. I'm working on that. It's a sample, of all instrumental of an orchestral, symphonic orchestral. So I'm doing a big symphony. Something that would be dark, yes, I think, yeah. Nightside, that's it. Nightside symphony, as Robert said in the chat room. Thank you to remind me.
And now obviously you're working on the composition of the symphony. Any plans to have it recorded or performed?
Oh, I don't know. I guess I have to talk with Black House Tribute about this. I would like to use it as I would like to do something for a movie. I would like to do music for a movie. I think I would like that. Hmm. Yeah.
Well, certainly.
But for now, I have nothing. Yeah.
Right now, you're riding the wave of The Devil's Guitar. See how far it takes.
Yeah. Yeah, but I'm still playing guitar. You know, I will not stop tomorrow or today. So maybe a second album. I don't know. We'll see. Yeah.
All right, Sonny. Well, I want to thank you very much for coming on the show. Again, The Devil's Guitar, available for purchase directly from blackhousetriburecords.com. Get it from cdbaby.com, amazon.com. Is it available on iTunes?
Yeah, iTunes and many, many, almost all the things you can download and pay and download for it. So I can't name the company, but it's almost everywhere, so that's a good thing. And Warlock Menta and Warlock Azak Zone are doing a very good job, and I would like to thank everyone who bought it, and if you didn't yet, so bought a copy, please go buy a copy. And tell me what you think, and if you have any review of it, send it to me. It's a pleasure for me to read that, and I will certainly post it someday, somewhere. And thank you, David, for the opportunity to talk about it on the show. And it's my very first interview, and as I said, I have to do it in English, and my primary language is French, so thank you for being so indulgent with me.
Not a problem. I actually, as you were sitting there talking, there was something I wanted to ask you about. I completely forgot about it. You're still doing a show on Radio Free Satan, isn't that right?
Yeah, I'm doing a show that's called Metal Invaders. Yeah, I'm doing an interview with celebrity, if you want, you know, I've talked with Guar, Ginny Torturer, and I will soon talk with other guys from King Diamond, etc. So I'm doing that show, and that's I really like that. Yeah,
outstanding. Yeah, you're sticking with your metal roots, as you know, like you said earlier in the show, you started out as a metal musician, and you segued into classical guitar. So,
yeah,
kind of sticking. You know, it never completely got away from you, and you just kind of expanded your horizons. And you can listen to Metal Invaders with Warlock Sonny Belavance on RadioFreeSatan.com. It's available for download every week. Brand new episodes. Is that right, Sonny?
Yeah, is that right?
All right.
That is right. It's not. Is that right? Sorry. Yeah, that's right. Thanks, David.
All right, Sonny, thank you very much. And one more time, Devil's Guitar by Warlock Sonny Belavance, available blackhousetriburecords.com, cdbaby.com, amazon.com, iTunes, anywhere where you can legally download music. And make sure you download it legally because, you know, artists should be paid for their work. And if you're not paying the artist for their work, you're a piece of garbage.
There is a curse. If you download it illegally, there's a curse. So you're cursed. Don't do that. You don't want to be cursed, you know?
All right, Sonny, thank you very much for being on the show, my friend.
Okay, thank you.
Take care. All right. Warlock Sonny Belavance, everyone. We're going to wrap things up a little bit early because we had some technical difficulties that kind of plagued the show. You know, these things happen. You know, we had a hard time getting Sonny on the phone, but of course, when we finally got him on, you know, fantastic as always. And it's about 5 o'clock now anyway, so, it's a holiday weekend, and I know it's my first week back in a month, but, yeah, I have stepchildren to tend to, so, so I'm gonna get off the microphone now. All right, so thank you very much to everyone who listened. Of course, if you listen to this show and you enjoyed what you heard and you want to learn a little bit more about Satanism, the beliefs, the tenets, the philosophies of Satanism, you can log on to the Church of Satan website, www.churchofsatan.com, or you can run on down to your local bookstore, pick up a copy of The Satanic Bible by Dr. Anton Zandor LaVey, available in fine Avon paperback. Robert W. in the chat room, the answer to your question is yes. You can also pick up, while you're there at the bookstore, pick up a copy of The Satanic Scriptures by our current high priest, Peter H. Gilmore, a fine extension of the Satanic Treatise, if I do say so myself. You can also pick up copies of Bearing the Devil's Mark by my good friend Magister Matt Paradise, Essays in Satanism by my good friend Magister James Sass. You can pick up there's so much great literature out there now. Your Church of Satan by Blanche Barton. That's been around for a while. And of course, you can listen to this show every week, provided I'm actually doing it. Saturdays at 4 p.m. SatanismToday.net. That's going to do it for me this week, folks. Till we speak again, hail Satan. Satanism Today is a copywritten production by Harrison Media, copyright 2008, all rights reserved. Any unauthorized rebroadcast of this particular piece of audio is strictly prohibited, ill-advised, and could be hazardous to your health. Good night, all. Help yourself.